The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me, and a special welcome to our listeners on 104.5 FM and our listeners on streaming audio. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You folks are just very, very special people. And I thank you. Hey, just a little program note. Tomorrow we will be joined by our friends in Washington, D.C. Yeah, probably once or twice a year we simulcast with our friends at WAVA in Washington, D.C. Tomorrow is one of those days. I believe we're doing it again on Tuesday. I'm not sure about Monday. Anyway, a couple, 3 days next week, we will be broadcasting in Washington, D.C. as well. So we'll welcome our friends up in the Capitol as Don Crow, the afternoon talk show host in Washington, is on a mission trip. So I have the privilege of sitting in for him. And also doing my program. It's a thing of beauty. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I've got a question for you. Do you remember the first time you saw a wind farm? Remember the first time? Now, I believe my first time was out in the California desert. We were on family vacation. We were traveling by car. And we were traveling from, you know, out from like Palm Springs into the L.A. area through the desert. And all of a sudden, we saw hundreds and hundreds of windmills. Just hundreds of them. Now, that was a long time ago. That was one of the first wind farms in America out in the California desert. Made sense. And then several years later, Joy and I were traveling to Wisconsin for a speaking engagement. We've been over to Wisconsin on many occasions. And there is a huge one on the way from Indianapolis up towards Chicago. A big one. And the bizarre thing is to see one at night. Have you ever seen one of these huge wind farms at night? You can't see the windmills, but you see the red light up on top. They do that for aviation, for airplanes. They're so high that they are required. And there will be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these things, and they all have a red light on top, and they're all synchronized. Have you ever seen this? I mean, it's kind of cool. It's, you know, it's completely dark, and then, boop, there's the red light, dark, boop, and hundreds of those red lights, and I don't know how they do it. They're all synchronized together. Well, wind farms, as well as solar, are the next greatest, most wonderful thing. We got to get rid of fossil fuel power plants. They're polluting the air, and we're stripping the ground of coal, and it's terrible, and it's evil, and it's horrible, and it's awful, and we're going to save the planet with wind turbines and, to some extent, solar, not nearly as much as the wind turbines. Have you ever thought, how long do those things last? You ever thought about that? Now, a power plant, like a coal-fired power plant, will last 60, 70 years. Does it need maintenance? Yeah, sure, but it'll last many, many. It'll last decades. A nuclear plant will last decades. Of course, there's maintenance, upkeep, and so forth. These wind turbines average 15 to 20 years. That's it. 15 to 20 years. Now, with a coal-fired plant, you perform regular maintenance. With these wind turbines, you tear them down. You don't put on new blades or, you know, new rotors or a new generator, new gear. No, you tear them down. It is estimated. Now, first, just the cost. It is estimated that it costs between $200,000 to $300,000 to deactivate every one of these wind turbines. Yeah, $200,000 to $300,000 a piece to deactivate them. Then if you're going to replace it with a new one, you have a couple, $300,000 to $400,000 to put up a brand new one, which will last 15 to 20 years, and then you got to do some of that. The cost is staggering. And here's what's beginning to happen. The wind turbine industry is old enough now that thousands and thousands and thousands of these giant windmills across America are wearing out, which means taking them down, decommissioning them, trying to recycle, and they can take the metals out of the generator and all of that and recycle it and head on. But the problem are the blades, because the blades are fiberglass. And right now, there is no way to recycle these fiberglass blades. Now, what brought all of this up? I have this story from Casper, Wyoming. Yeah, Wyoming. Here's the headline. Casper Regional Landfill begins burying turbine blades. I thought we were saving the environment. I thought these were earth-friendly. I thought they were green. Okay, this is a story from Wyoming News Now. Just news site in Wyoming. Here it is. One wind farm in Glen Rock and two from the Saratoga area have partnered with the Casper Regional Landfill to dispose of their old wind turbine blades. More than 900 blades. Now, you know how big these are. Have you ever seen them traveling down the highway? Now, when they're up on top of the pole, they don't look that big. But have you ever seen one on a semi-truck? They're enormous. Each blade. They're enormous. Quote, more than 900 blades will be brought to the landfill beginning now until the end of next spring. The Casper Solid Waste Manager, Cynthia Langston, said that though most turbine blades can be reused, there are some that are simply unrecyclable. Langston said, though the motor houses can be crushed, the blades are too strong. To save space, they cut each blade into three separate parts before transporting them, then stack them on each other to be buried. Langston said that Casper was the only facility in the region that could handle such a project. So Casper happens to be, I think it is, the biggest landfill facility in the state of Wyoming. These blades are really big, and they take up a lot of airspace, and our unlined area is very, very large, and it's going to last hundreds of years. Hundreds of years. These enormous blades can only be buried in the largest landfills in the country. There is only one in the entire state of Wyoming that can handle these blades. They will be there for hundreds, centuries. Oh, the landfill? Yeah, the landfill is going to make in profit $675,485 to be exact. That's what the landfill is going to make in profit. Maybe they're not quite so environmentally friendly as we have been led to believe. Oh, it gets worse. If you're interested, it gets worse. Hang tight. I have more of the story when we return.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Unintended consequences, they will get you often. We're talking about wind turbines. Going to save the planet, save the environment. We're going to get rid of those nasty coal-fired plants and those dangerous nuclear-powered plants. We're going to go to wind. We're going to go to wind. We're now finding out that the life expectancy of these wind turbines that were going to save the planet is between 15 and 20 years. That's it. They wear out. Done. Finished. Over. It costs about $200,000 to $300,000 to decommission every single one of them. Every single one of them. And then, if they're replaced, it's probably $500,000 to replace it for a wind turbine that will last 15 to 20 years. But then there's the problem of disposal. This is clean energy, right? This is green energy, right? Not like those polluting power plants, right? Well, we're finding that there is a very difficult problem with these fiberglass blades. The motors, the gears, and all of that can be recycled. They can be melted down and so forth. But the fiberglass blades are a problem. In just one landfill, as I was reading to you before the break, they've got more than 900 blades they're going to bury in a landfill. And in the entire state of Wyoming, there is only one landfill that is big enough to handle it. But it's not just America. Germany. Here's a story that I came across today. Quote, Germany is often lauded as an example that the United States should follow by renewable energy supporters. But it turns out that the U.S. isn't the only part of the world that may have an expensive tab to pick up once their wind turbines reach the end of their useful lifetime. A new study from the German Federal Environmental Agency has found that the expected dismantling of thousands of old wind turbines in Germany could overburden the country's recycling capacities and lead to financial difficulties for the turbines operators, and reserves set aside might have to be calculated too low. Now, I've seen a few wind turbines in Germany, but going back and forth to Moldova through the years, I have flown into Vienna often. Vienna is surrounded by these windmills. You see them from the air flying into the Vienna airport. Acres and acres and acres, thousands and thousands of these windmills. Well, they last 15 to 20 years, and then you got to do something with them. Here's a quote from this German study. By 2024, about 70,000 tons of old blades could pile up annually in Germany alone. 70,000 tons. And by the way, these are fiberglass. 70,000 tons of old blades could pile up annually in Germany alone. Moreover, the reserves set aside by operators could fall short of covering the financial needs by hundreds of millions of euros by 2038, which is why the UBA recommends reviewing the reserves calculation based and have them reviewed by independent experts on a regular basis. Then the writer goes to Minnesota. We talk about Wyoming and now Germany and now Minnesota. The writer says, as I've written about before, the steel and copper used in wind turbines are recyclable, but the fiberglass blades are not. This means the final resting place for these blades will be in landfills across the world. In Minnesota, some turbine owners have already shipped their waste wind turbine blades to South Dakota to dispose of them. So one state is saying, we don't want them here, and they're shipping over to another state. It appears Germany, home to approximately 30,000 wind turbines reaching the end of their 20-year guaranteed payments, will have approximately 90,000 turbine blades to dispose of in a similar fashion. Now, the environmentalists have said, we got to get rid of landfills. We got to get rid of landfills. And wind turbine blades are starting to fill up landfills all over the world. And they will be in those landfills for centuries, hundreds and hundreds of years. Now, that is in addition to the millions of birds that are killed every year because of these wind turbines. That is in addition to other pollution caused by these wind turbines. That is in addition to the interruption of farming, sound pollution, as is often the case, the experts have a knee-jerk reaction to the latest technology. This is going to be the next technology that's going to save the planet, save the world. And they don't look ahead as to the unintended consequences. These wind turbines are turning out to be an environmental nightmare, as well as being unbelievably expensive. We were promised the wind turbines were going to be cheap, clean technology. We're now finding out they're not cheap and they're not clean. Landfills all over the world are going to be filled with thousands and thousands and thousands of wind turbine parts. And they will be there for hundreds of years. Interesting, isn't it? All right, quick break. We'll be back.